One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
She tried to lip sync the intro in perfect, in like the perfect way possible.
Yeah, and then this will prove if we can be on American Idol next year.
Yeah, so comment below if you think this is the actual Brosha theme song, or and we were lip syncing it, or if we were singing it live because the lip syncing was that good.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Hey, my name is Lucas,
and my name is Jacob.
We could be the next crowned winner of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah, like, we could go on an arena tour. Everyone thinks our voices sound like angels. They actually sound like complete trash, but...
Just lip-sync the entire time.
I know.
Lip-sync for our lives. I have to say, though, I've been to drag shows, obviously, and I wonder if it would be more exhausting to lip sync then sing. Because, like, even just lip syncing for that little amount of the intro, like, I felt like I was moving my mouth so much and thinking about it that, like, it exhausted me.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I kind of feel like lip syncing might take more effort than actual singing.
Yeah, so, like, sorry to, like, Mariah Carey, but, like, the people who lip sync are probably working harder than you, Mariah Carey.
Wait, maybe lip syncing takes more effort than, like, than just, like, bad singing? Well, because I don't know how to, like, actually good sing, like, because that probably takes, like, so much effort, I'm assuming.
Also, it probably just took a lot of effort for us, but, like, if you were a drag queen and you lip sync every night, it'd just be second nature, so it wouldn't be hard. Like how Mariah, she's such an amazing singer, it's effortless to her, but, like, since we just started our lip syncing journey, like, 5 minutes ago, or actually, like, a minute ago, that's why it's exhausting to us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just like with anything. With more practice, you become better.
Put in those 10,000 hours, as that one guy said who wrote that one book that one time.
Wait, so the whole premise is 10,000 hours equals excellence of whatever subject
or
hobby.
So we would need to do 10,000 episodes of this podcast before we really nail it.
Wait, so I'm assuming with, like, my whole entire YouTube channel, like, has there been 10,000 work hours put in? Because how many hours is 10,000 divided by, like...
You have to think about how many hours does it take you to make one video, times that by your entire catalog, and see if you're an expert at YouTube yet.
10,000 divided by, like, I've been doing it for, like, I'll say 6 years, but not, like, obviously consistently. Oh, with that, 1,600 hours a year. I would say that happens. 1,600 hours is, like, probably, like, a week.
I don't know. Divide it by 7. Let's see if our quick math is right. Nope.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's, like, I don't know. But I'll have to, if I really wanted to find out, I'd have to do more.
Before we get into it, though, I really have to just come forward with my dumbass moment of the week.
You're dumb.
I know. Jacob tells me I'm dumb every day ever since this has happened. But then again, I'm the dumbass, but you're, like, if you were wearing that shirt that said, I'm with dumbass, remember people used to wear those shirts that said, I'm with dumb, what did it say?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
like,
I'm with dumb, or...
Yeah, like, it literally said, I'm with dumb, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, and it would point to people, because it was just like, oh yeah, everyone's dumb around me, you know?
I love that vibe.
That would be you wearing that shirt, but then you'd also be kind of dumb for even wearing the shirt, because you didn't correct me when I said it last week, what we're about to address.
But It's because I'm just so kind.
Oh, that's true. You probably noticed that I did this, what we're about to discuss, but you didn't want to embarrass me in front of the whole bro community, so you let it slide.
No, honestly, with what Lucas is about to say, if someone asked when this happened in the podcast, I don't know, just because this podcast just is like an hour of content, so it's like, when did it happen?
So I was canceled in the bro show community for pronouncing, let's just say I said the word epitome. And I don't know why I said this. I don't know if I said, oh, this is the epitome of awkwardness. Or it might have been one of, last week we did confession. So I might have been reading an email. They said this word and I said epitome. And the most embarrassing thing is people commented saying the way Lucas pronounced epitome. Someone emailed saying, I think I got a tweet. And I was like, I don't remember saying that wrong. I was like, I said epitome. I'm like, that's how you say it.
Yeah.
But then I thought I said epitone and it was actually epitome. And I've heard this word before. Okay? It's like I just joined this world this month. But then I went to Google into the pronunciation. This is when I realized, okay, I just had a dumbass moment. You guys listen to how it's supposed to be pronounced.
Epitome.
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 Like, no shit. How did I not remember that? Epitome. This is the epitome of awkwardness. Why did I said epitome.
I actually get what happened because I feel like if we're talking and someone says epitome, I'm like, oh,
yeah,
I get it. But then if someone says epitome, if someone was writing, I feel like, I've never really spelled epitome. I haven't wrote it in essays.
Yeah, it's like when you say a word when you read it in your mind. I guess in my mind, I say epitome. Even though when other people say it, they say epitome, okay?
Oh, this
I'm
is
taking the giant L. It's just like when I was in second grade, and you know those books, Amelia Bedelia?
Yeah.
I remember before the teacher read it to us, like someone mentioned Amelia Bedelia. I was in my second grade desk reading these books to myself. Not that it was Amabedilla Didibidilla. Like, I was pronouncing it this whole different way. But then I heard it was called Amelia Bedelia, and I was like, oh, that's so much catchier than what I was trying to say. I was trying to say, like, Amadabidabadabadaba.
Making it so much longer.
Because I was, like, pronouncing every little word, every little letter as I was reading, you know, in second grade.
Yeah.
So I had a moment, and I apologize, guys.
So another example to make Lucas feel better would be, if I was talking to someone, I might say, that entire experience was catastrophic. What even is that word? Catastrophic. You know that word?
Catastrophic?
Hopefully
that's how you pronounce it.
Yeah, but I don't know how to spell that.
What?
I could try to spell it, but I don't know how to
spell it. Oh my god, next week, we're doing spelling bee.
Oh my gosh. Okay, but I don't want people thinking I'm a fourth grader.
No, everyone's good at different things, though.
That's true, yeah.
Like, obviously, I'm not good at pronouncing things, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm more of a, like, I'm more of like an autocorrect person.
Yeah, I'm like streets. I'm smart with cars. I'm just kidding. I wish I could claim that. I'm not smart with cars.
Like, so when I think, like, I wonder, like, what's like the definition of street smarts? Obviously, it's not an actual word, so like, there's not an actual definition, but, oh, it's like fighting skills and stuff. I was kind of thinking, like, street smarts would be like, yeah, I mean, I've never,
wait,
like,
it's fighting skills?
Well, there's on Urban Dictionary, it says, intelligence gained outside of school. Wait, so, okay, let's just cut out the rest of this Urban Dictionary thing. Intelligence gained outside of school. So, like, I know, like, a few things that I didn't learn in school, you know, like,
oh, yeah.
Like, how to flip 1,000 into a million. I'm joking, but.
All right, now that I've done my apologies, should we do Bro of the Week?
I know, it's so scary because we did it like a month ago, too. I had to do my apologies.
Wait, what did you apologize for again?
It was actually apologizing. It was just clarifying a few things.
Oh, yeah, because you looked at the camera weird or something.
Yeah, there was like two things. I forgot. Bro of the Week!
Look at Claire!
Claire is doing a total model pose. Look at, like, Claire, you did that.
I know. I love the photo. Like, the pose, the rolled up jeans, the headband, the light coming through the window, it all works. And if this was America's Next Top Model, Tyra would, she would let you advance to the next episode, Claire.
Oh my gosh, I was watching this video this week by Courtney Reese. Is that how you say your name?
She's
a commentary channel.
Okay.
Courtney Reese. Wait, but you, maybe I'm just saying the name wrong. Because you told me about one of her videos once.
Oh, maybe I just don't know the name. I know what she looks like, I bet.
Oh, okay. But she did a YouTube video about Tyra Banks. And I was like,
oh, wait, are you saying Court Reezy?
Oh, Court Reezy.
Oh, yeah, I love her channel.
She did a video about Tyra Banks about Hoan America Next Top Model, and I was like, what?
I haven't watched those videos of hers, but I have seen like the Twitter threads about what went down on America's Next Top Model.
One of the scenarios was for America's Next Top Model. She went out to the streets, and then she was homeless for a day. And then
that was a challenge for the models?
Well, I don't know how it incorporated, but she did that. And then you should watch the video because it's so funny. But she went to America's Next Top Model, and then she said, okay, for this challenge, we're going to model as homeless people because it's really narrowed down to my heart because I was homeless for a day. And it was funny because it's like, wait, you were pretending to be... It was something along those lines.
Girl, you had a camera crew. you probably had catering. Like, you weren't actually homeless.
But yeah, I mean, Tyra Banks is like... it was just funny. It was like, what? But yeah, Cleo, Blow of the Week. She wanted us to talk about Ali and AJ.
Oh, yes. That was her one request, being Bro of the Week. And Ali and AJ, love them. That's what Claire must be a stan of Ali and AJ, or maybe Claire just wanted us to mention it randomly. But I gotta say, you have to stream Joan of Arc on the Dance Floor by Ali and AJ. It was released last year. It's a bop.
Yeah, if someone that I knew was having a birthday party and they were being in, and they were like performing in the backyard because they like paid them to do that, I am going 200,000%.
Oh yeah, if Ali and AJ was near me, I'll say even 90 miles, I would go see them live.
What if they were? If they was performing at an arena near you, would you be such a fan you would wait outside the hotel door?
I haven't done that for anyone.
That's just creepy. I'm just joking.
The most fan thing I ever did with a concert was I did wait outside of a fence for Lana Del Rey when I was 19.
Oh, and wait. So, did you end up like getting an autograph or talking to her? Like, what did you get from it?
No. I was with my friend Victory. She was my sister on Marvin. Victory Van Tol. She's an actress. We went to Lana Del Rey concert together. And Victory, actually, I'm pretty sure Victory got a photo with her because she walked down like the fence, you know?
Yeah.
And like, I had my phone ready because I was like, I'm not going to make her do any work. Like, she'll just click the button because that's what she was doing. She was like clicking the button, going down to people's phones to like do the selfie, you know?
Yeah.
But she skipped me.
Wait, why
did
you?
But it's okay. Like, she skipped. She would do like, oh, three people in a row, then skip three, two in a row, skip five. You know what I mean?
Oh, do you think you gave bad energy?
Yeah, I think like she just didn't vibe with my energy and she skipped me. And I respected it. I was like, whatever. Like, it's okay. I'm just happy I was just cool. Like, I was just like videotaping the whole thing, putting on my Snapchat.
Well, I have a question.
You guys, I'm with Andre.
So at this concert, it was probably like 2014, I don't know. Something like that, right?
Yeah.
What was like the main like age group?
I remember being surprised because I was 19 at the time. I remember thinking that I like was old there because I remember like everyone was like it seemed like there was a lot of like middle school energy there.
That's crazy.
Or like 15 year olds. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense.
Because I remember like, what were you going to say?
Yeah. Like I would kind of guess that, but I'd also think there might be like older people.
But I would think if you went to a Lana Del Rey concert current day, it wouldn't be that, right?
Oh, yeah. Like, there obviously still is, like, people that are, like, middle schoolers listening to her. But I feel like it'd be more of, like, 20-somethings.
Yeah, because I guess she was so big on Tumblr back in those ages that those were all, like, the Tumblr crowd, you know?
Yeah.
But I remember her opening act, I don't know who it was, but it was this guy. I remember he yelled at everyone saying, you effing, like, little teenagers are so annoying and entitled. And, like, yelled at everyone. We were like, oh, my God, like, we're paying to see him perform.
Oh, my God.
Because he was mad because everyone kept rushing the stage. And he was like, get the F back. He was like, you guys are so annoying. He's like, just stay back and stop, like, trampling people. But it was like, I just got the vibe. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, Lana probably hates all of us, but, like, it's okay. I've always gotten the vibe that like, she hates her fans, but like in a loving way. You know?
Oh yeah, like if she met most of her fans, she'd be annoyed.
Yeah, but she was really nice at the fence though, so I take back that.
I mean, I don't like just going off her persona online.
Yeah, and like the opening act was so mean, you know?
That's so funny. Paying to see something that is assholes. But I mean,
I can't remember what he actually said, but it was something where he was just like so annoyed at everyone in the crowd. But thank you so much, Claire, for being Bro of the Week. If you ever want to be Bro of the Week, head on over to lucasandjacob.com and you could join the sweepstakes. We love you, Claire.
Yeah, thanks for supporting this podcast. POD cast.
Yeah. We're actually gonna get very deep today.
Oh yeah, this episode is about philosophy, philosophy.
This video is the epitome of deep.
Yeah, it really is.
We're gonna get very deep.
And we're actually
epitome. Epitome.
And we're actually kind of throwing it back to our first episode. The very first episode of this podcast was called "The Meaning of Life."
Oh yeah, we started out very deep, and we want to return to our roots.
Yeah, because I mean, the meaning of life in itself is philosophy. You need to use philosophy to find the meaning of life.
Wait, so did we basically already do this episode? Because did we talk about all the different philosophies of the meaning of life?
I think we just Googled and we made our own assumptions.
Oh, okay. It's a little bit different. And also we're revisiting it years later. So like...
things have changed.
Yeah, the whole like...
immensely.
The energy of the universe has like kind of, you know...
shifted.
Rearranged. And... but before that, we kind of just have to touch on the alien activity going on.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know about this until you told me about it.
Yeah, I actually didn't watch, but I guess there was some person on 60 Minutes from the government or something. they were like, yeah, aliens.
So
thoughts?
What's coming out from this? Are they like, is there, like, going to be a video coming out in the next few months?
Well, apparently,
are they just saying, like, the FBI knows about aliens, we're just not telling about
according,
them
according, apparently something's going to come out in June. That's what everyone's saying.
Okay.
And the UFO Reddit and stuff, they said, like, just wait till June. Like, apparently there's going to be... they said something about it's going to be the biggest thing of our lifetime. Let me actually look this up. UFO documents, biggest moment of century, I think is what they said.
That's a long ass time. So they're just basically saying COVID isn't it's gonna beat COVID. If it's gonna beat COVID, I'm scared because Corona and like COVID was like lit. It's still happening and it's such a big issue. But if this is bigger, then I'm scared. I'm scared.
The thing is, I can't find it on Google, but I did see this on. I think what actually happened was
some random
Redditor on the UFO Reddit said this is gonna be the biggest thing of our lifetime. So like, they might be right, but I can't see any evidence. Apparently they're gonna have to release something. But the government released something like a couple of years ago. Where they showed like a Tic Tac flying.
Yeah. Okay. So the thing about these government releasing alien files, I'm always wary, and this probably only started like 6 months ago. But I used to be like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. And I still am excited. But like over the past 5 years, there's been like 3 to 2 times where I'm either on the internet or someone close to me tells me, did you hear about the alien news?
Yeah.
It seems like these documents get released or however it works and these videos get released. But then it seems like nothing comes out of it. Like there was this one time in 2016 where I was on Twitter and it was like this article in the New York Times that was like trending or whatever and about there was like this, there's proof that the government knows about aliens. And then there was like a year ago or 2 years ago when there's a video of these people on a San Diego base seeing a Tic Tac in the sky.
Yeah, it's always a Tic Tac.
And apparently it's an alien. And then, but then if it, like, I honestly am not disproving them. I honestly believe it could have been, like, it probably was aliens. I don't know. But the thing about it is that why isn't anyone freaking out? And I'm not saying I want people to freak out, but I feel like people should be freaking out if it's not real.
I know, like, when
that's what's so weird about it.
I was reading about it, actually was scary because they were saying, like, the military is supposed to, like, protect the airspace above the U.S., but, like, somehow other objects are getting in. It's like, what? But, like, I actually feel like if these are UFOs, like, from another planet, like, I'm not that scared because, like, if they did want to do something, they would just do it. I think they might, I feel like they're just so, like, above us that they're just, like, peaceful.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like, as much as it is scary, I just, if these aliens are going to visit Earth and we all see them, if that does happen in our lifetime, I mean, I hope everyone's, like, on the same, I mean, that's obviously a really hard, not everyone's going to be in the same headspace, you know, just, like, be open-minded.
I am excited for June now, though. Like, I was already excited for June, just because Slater's album's coming out and so is Marine and the Diamonds, but no, I'm like, aliens too, you know?
Okay, but, like, we can't have... well, for me, like, I feel like I can't have too big of hopes. Just because,
I'm prepared to be disappointed.
Yeah, because, like... because when I picture these documents coming out, I picture me waking up outside, newspapers everywhere, and then, like, an alien saying, hey, what's up?
Wait, newspapers?
Like, so, like, in those movies, you know how... This is what I'm pitching. This isn't going to happen. But I was pitching Wizard of Oz. You know how when she's sleeping, Dorothy, and she wakes up and that tornado's in the sky?
Yeah, but I missed
it. That's what I pictured. But I hope that doesn't happen because that'd be scary. But like that's what I picture in these documentaries. But in reality, I feel like it would just be, okay, we all believe in aliens still.
I wish it would be released over a newspaper, though. Like, that'd be so funny. Because, like, you know, no one gets news from... You don't, like, get news from an actual newspaper. Like, wait, a physical newspaper. But, like, imagine if it was, like, everyone opening the door and getting the newspaper and being like, what?
That'd be hilarious. Okay. Some big-time celebrity that was just in... okay, so let's say Britney Spears comes out and says,
mm-hmm,
yeah, I actually was trapped. She should announce it over newspaper, New York Times. No, over a newspaper. But you can only read it through the newspaper. Like, so, okay, so for example, like, there's newspapers, but they also have websites. It shouldn't be anywhere on the internet. Obviously, people repost it, but it should originally only be on the newspaper.
I know, like, I want something. They with this UFO thing, if anything does happen, I hope they do it that way.
I know, because, like, I want to go to, like, Walmart and go to one of those mail things, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen
like
those in
newspaper
years.
Canisters. Where do those all go?
Also, like, newspapers, like, it doesn't anymore, but I remember being so annoyed when I was little. And this was, like, I feel like this is, like, a mix between our two age groups. Probably anyone under, like, 35. I don't know. But you remember in elementary school when teachers would always tell the kids, yeah, you kids won't ever read the newspaper. You know, like, that was kind of like a dig.
I'm trying to think. Like, I don't know what if they exactly told. I don't know if they said that. Because I think when I was in school, they still thought we might still read the newspaper. Like, they didn't know it was over yet.
Yeah, because we mumble, like teachers and just, like, adults digging. And, like, I took offense to it. They would, like, say, yeah, like people your age, like, you guys probably won't read the newspaper when you get older or something
and
like that.
It's like, yeah, because we'll have the internet. We don't need the newspaper.
But I was so offended at the time.
I know. But I am confused. This is a Forbes article titled, Forbes. It's titled, PAC launched to press feds to release more info on UFOs. So I guess it says a team of political consultants and business leaders launched a political action committee Thursday dedicated to pushing the government to disclose more information on UFOs. So, like, I guess all these top people, like, political and business people are saying, like, they have to release it now.
For real?
Yeah, they said, its founders say the group is going to educate voters about UFOs, support candidates who advocate for the release of the information about the UFOs.
Scares me because is this whole alien thing going to become
politicized?
Like, is it going to be a thing where, like, Republicans versus Democrats, and then, like, one side believes in aliens? Because
one side thinks the other side's making it up.
Yeah, because, like, I don't know.
Sadly, it probably will be like that. Because, like, even COVID, you would think, like, oh, everyone will come together if there's, like, a pandemic. But that did not happen, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there's always going to be, yeah.
But, yeah, they said they just want them to release everything. But then they said, it's following the 60 Minutes interview.
I need to do more research on this because it's really interesting.
This article said something that I was surprised by. Where did it go? But they did say something about the June thing. You know how I was talking about June, how they're going to, like, release it? But I guess they said that, like, the public might not hear about it. Like, they just might educate Congress about it.
There's something on your lip. I just wanted you to get
it. What was it?
Oh, it's gone. It's a piece of egg, maybe? I don't know.
I haven't eaten eggs.
Maybe, like, a little dust particle?
Oh, probably.
But they're going to... So, only high-profile people will know about it?
That's what one of the articles I read said. But, so hopefully I don't know. I guess we'll just see what happens.
So when is it? It's happening June. That's literally like 2 weeks away.
Yeah, some point in June. So during June, just like don't leave your house and stuff. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. The aliens are nice, guys.
Yeah, I mean, like I'm excited to see what comes out of this. But
I know,
as I said,
it is
exciting. I still am wary.
It is exciting though, thinking that like in our lifetime, like even the fact that the government is even kind of talking about UFOs, like that's so cool.
Hey, there's so much. This doesn't have anything to do with UFOs, but I remember hearing that like there's people in like Silicon Valley that are trying to create this thing where humans could live till they're like 150.
Oh, life extension.
Yeah, which could pose like overpopulation and stuff. So like I don't know if they'd have to put rules to how many kids you can have, but like. If that is possible, like, that's fucking crazy.
I know, I remember...
Like, if that's available in my lifetime or our lifetime, that's crazy.
And I remember one of the people in Silicon Valley who was talking about, they said, like, oh, yeah, like, me personally, that he was, like, 50, and he said, like, oh, yeah, I don't think I'm gonna, like, die until I'm, like, 170 with the advances.
That's so... That's, like, double what it was usually.
I know, that's, like... That's gonna, like, F over a lot of shit, though, because, like, if you're gonna live to be 170, it's, like, retiring around, like, 65 ain't gonna... You're gonna have to save up a lot more money.
But then when you...
You have to work till, like, 140.
But if I realized that I was gonna live to 170, I feel like when I think of, like, fully, like, being old and you're gonna, like, quit your job and retire, like, I feel like you might wanna work longer because you don't wanna just...
Yeah.
Like, maybe you'd have more time to figure out yourself. You can figure out exactly what you love, and then
or like
I feel like
you
have
just...
so much. If that is the new normal, I feel like it'd become like you would learn way more over your lifetime.
Yeah, I feel like I'd want to like learn more about what it is, because if it's like life extension, like you live to be 170, but like you're living as a 90-year-old, like that's not fun. Like if you're in so much pain and like you're so old, you know.
Oh yeah, and then it's also weird because like as morbid as this sounds, like what if when you get like. 100 ton, you're just so bored. But then also my other thing about it is that with this life extension thing, if for some reason it was like so normalized, I feel like I would only do it if someone that I was really close to did it too, because I'm just type of bitch where if ever, well, this is the type of bitch thing, but this is everyone like this. Well, if everyone
that
around
bitch
me
wants to live.
No, if everyone around me, no, this is what I was gonna say. I'm the type of bitch where if everyone around me that I loved died, I'd be sad, which that isn't a type of bitch thing. Everyone's like that. So if it came out and I was the only one, family, friends, that was gonna do it, and Lucas was like, I'm not doing it either. But like if Lucas or someone else did it, I was like, maybe I will do it, because like if you're gonna be alive, then like I guess I'm fine with like.
Yeah, I guess since like since we're living in this current time, like we think, oh, that's so weird to live to 170. But like, wasn't it not even like that long ago in the grand scheme of things that like people my age, like you at 27, like, okay, like old man, like you're ready to die. You know?
I know, that's what's so crazy, because like in the grand scheme of things, that was probably like hundreds of years ago. But that's not that long in the grand scheme.
I kind of stole that joke from the BB Rexha music video, Baby, I'm Jealous.
Oh, what did she
had
say
a,
again?
There was a skit at the beginning of the music video, and Charli D'Amelio was like, you're 31, like, you'd be dead if this is the blah, blah, blah times.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so, like, back in those days, they probably thought if, like, someone lived to be 70, they'd be like, how could that ever happen? But, like, they just didn't understand.
Yeah, that's why there is sometimes where it's like, wait, why don't I have 5 kids? And it's because back in those days, I was supposed to have 5 kids.
Oh, yeah, like, this would be the literal, you'd be middle-aged right now. At 20, you'd be like, okay, he's about to wrap everything up, like, have your kids so they can pass it on, but, like, it's time for you to, you're done.
Yeah, whereas, like, nowadays when you're 20, it's like, okay, like, you're gonna get, like, an actual job. Or, like, you're close to finishing college or other stuff like that. Yeah, that's just crazy. How did we get into that anyway?
What?
Oh, because we were talking about aliens, and I was like, hey, we need to do a whole podcast episode about weird shit like that. Like, weird advancements that might happen with science.
Oh, I wanted to do a video on that, like, cool inventions. Because I kept seeing this thing go through my Twitter, like, every other day, where it would be like, oh, this business is creating smart contact lenses. And I was like, that is so, I don't want that. So I was like, I want to do a whole video about, like, inventions I don't want to happen.
Oh, yeah, like, oh, wait, what is it? Like, there always is something where, like, I'm out on for change, but it's one thing where I'm not down for it.
Probably smart contact lenses.
That
bitch, like,
does.
I don't want little, like, alerts going in my eyes.
This
like,
is what I'm
F
not down
that.
For. The, it's kind of what you're talking about. I don't know if it's in the same realm, but what? So, I am all down for, like, I don't even really, I'm not a scientist, but I'm all down for, like, people getting little things in their heads. Like,
Neuralink.
So, yeah, so I'm down for Neuralink if it helps old people, like, not have dementia and stuff. That's, like, cool.
Mm-hmm.
But if for some reason I had to get Neuralink, the reason why I wouldn't had to, I mean, if I got Neuralink and it was like a social, like if it was like an iPhone, the reason why I wouldn't like it is because what you're saying, like I feel like I already have enough time on the internet. I don't want to be, like when someone texts me, I don't want to have it immediately be on like my eyes.
Yeah, even I wore an Apple Watch for like a few months, but like I don't even wear that because it just annoys me. And like even when I did wear it, I turned off all the alerts because I was like, I just want to like track my steps and stuff because like, it's just annoying. Every time someone texts you, it vibrates your body. The Apple Watch, it's like, bitch, like, I don't want to be that connected.
Oh, yeah. I had a smartwatch, too. And, like, I didn't like it because then it just feels like I have something to do.
I know. I hated it. Because, like, you know when you're watching a show or, like, doing something more important than watching a show?
Yeah.
And, like, you just don't want to, like, look. Even if you're texting someone, like, you just don't want to see it right away. You want to just see it if you look at your phone in 10 minutes or something, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, getting alerted immediately, that's so annoying.
I know. It's like, now it's just... everyone.
Yeah, like, why would you ever get smart contacts? That's like when Google tried to do Google glasses. It's like,
it sounds so cool, but like, as I said, like, we're already on the internet so much. It's like, do I really need to know when my, like, do I really need to get an alert from Amazon that my auto's out there?
Yeah, like, even seeing the time in a little corner would be annoying. It's like, but why don't we be reminded about the time all the time?
Oh, yeah.
But maybe there's a use for them that I just don't know about.
Oh, maybe it's, because when I first heard you say smart contacts, I thought it was LASIK except without the surgery. Like, you would keep the contacts in forever.
I'm pretty sure it's like a phone, but like your eyes.
Oh, I mean, that's interesting.
Yeah, it cut to me in like 6 months, and I'm like, I have contacts on, guys, and I can see the whole internet.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be so cool. Like, you're hanging out with people, but like also watching a YouTube video in the corner. Or like, you're at dinner with everyone and like you're fully watching a Netflix movie, but like nobody knows.
No, okay. this is like the first version of that happening that I can think of. Okay, with the new Apple update, I think it was like a year ago they did this. You can FaceTime people and put it in the corner. So think about it. So it used to be a thing on FaceTime where if I was going to text someone while I was FaceTiming someone, they would like know.
You're going to say pause.
But now you could be FaceTiming someone, having a full conversation, and they could be like texting someone or watching a Snapchat story. It's so funny because like you were saying, like, that's so funny because like no one can have your full attention anymore. It's like, all gone. My attention is always divided.
But I do gotta say, like, back when our family used to go to church all the time, I remember so many times in church, I always so badly wanted to go on my phone. And I was like, I cannot wait until one day there's a phone that is invisible and, like, I'm the only one who can see it. And, like, I can text while, like, no one can see.
Because
I, like, would just wish, because, like, you know, back when I first got, like, a phone, like, I was obsessed with, being on my phone at all times.
Oh, yeah, because it's just so cool.
So, like, back then, I for sure would have gotten the contacts.
Yeah. Oh, well, with the contacts, like, maybe they wouldn't allow it in school.
Oh, but how would they know?
Yeah, that's true, because it would be so, like, tiny.
Yeah.
So many interesting things.
Yep. Okay, so getting into the philosophy portion.
We're literally 30 minutes in.
Jacob researched a bunch of philosophy. First of all, just, like, educate me, like, what does philosophy mean? Like, I know what it means, but just tell me the definition.
So I feel like I always do this, but first of all, not to ignore your question, but I just have to give a preface, like... I haven't gone to college for philosophy, and I'm not a philosopher. So I just want to say, like...
Philosopher. Sorry. Since you didn't correct me and I said epitome.
I didn't know. Philosopher.
But I do, like, philosophist sounds cool, though.
Yeah, but what my thing is, I want to let you know, like, obviously you guys don't think I'm an expert, but if someone is watching this and thinks I'm an expert, I'm not. So, there's obviously things I don't know. Like, obviously. And also, like... And also there's, like, you know, I don't care if you call me a dumbass, but I want to say, like, if this is going trending on Twitter, then, like...
Oh, yeah. Like, the philosophy community gets mad. It's like, we're just diving our feet and, like, we're beginners, you know?
Yeah. I want to let you know that. But, you know...
Wait. Looking at your computer, I'm scared. You made a graph? Or did you copy and paste that?
I copied and pasted a few infographics because I thought it was interesting. It's a good way of learning.
Okay, I'm ready for this TED Talk.
I wish I made the graphs. I need to start doing that. So philosophy, first of all, the meaning. Oh, first of all, I need to pull up a funny comment that someone commented on the podcast.
Oh, what was it?
Did I delete it? Oh, someone said... Okay, so we said in the last podcast, I think one of us did, hypnotist kidnappers taking over New Jersey. One of us said that. And then someone said, that hit for me because I'm a hypnotist in New Jersey. And I was like, LOL. Because that's funny. Like, I thought it was interesting that someone is a hypnotist that watches the podcast. But then that person replied and said, not a kidnapper, though, but hopefully that goes without being said. I thought it was funny because it's funny, like, saying, like, I'm not a kidnapper. Like,
oh, yeah.
Clarifying stuff that's so scary.
But we brought that up because we said, what if there's hypnotizing kidnappers? You know?
Yeah. I mean, that is interesting to think.
What if? Just, like, saying what if and then saying the scariest thing ever? It's like, are you going to live your life that way?
You're just fear-mongering, literally. Okay, so philosophy. The study of the fundamental nature of knowledge, reality, and existence, especially when considered as an academic discipline. So the way that I took it is basically figuring out everything. Like, figuring out why we're here, figuring out why we are the
way we are. Is it like ways of living as well? Like, is because isn't like stoicism one that like a lot of it's always trending?
Oh yeah,
not so, trending, but like a lot of people online talk about it.
Yeah, yeah. So when I'm talking about these theories later on this podcast, I'm talking about like theories, but then there's like actual like so there's like Hinduism and stuff, and I'm pretty sure those are like big or
well, that's like a religion, right?
Yeah. So I'm just talking about theories.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, like just like you said, like Stoicism. I think Stoicism would imply some of these theories.
Okay.
You get what I mean?
Yep, I'm following.
Isn't like too serious today.
I was reading a book about Stoicism like 2 years ago, and they talked about the fathers of philosophy, you know, like Socrates, Socrates, some
people
call them.
There's a few of them, right?
Yeah, Plato, Aristotle. And they were talking about how back in those times, like, there were schools for all these in towns where like people would dedicate their whole life to a philosophy. That seems so interesting.
I know that's so because it's kind of in a way like the opposite of what we're doing now, because we all just learn like the same thing.
Oh yeah, so they all would like go to like different things, but I don't know if that was like their job or what. I mean, that's what I'm confused about.
So
like, was their job just being like, oh, I'm part of the Aristotle community?
Oh, you teach other people.
Oh yeah, maybe it was something you just did like after you like sold grapes or whatever on the street. Like,
oh yeah,
you would like, go to the Aristotle school and like learn a little bit of philosophy.
Oh yeah, like it's like how like if you believe in Jesus and you're a Christian, you would go when you're a kid.
Oh, it's not like your job though.
Oh yeah, just like as something you believe in.
Yeah,
but yeah, so philosophy is like really interesting because I mean like I've kind of read like I know like a little bit about it. But yeah, philosophy is based off four things: logic, metaphysics, value theory, and epistemology. I'm joking. epistemology?
Yeah, I think
epistemology.
So.
Epistemology.
Yeah, something like that.
So that means, these are like the four pinnacles of philosophy. What is knowledge? How do we know? Truth, skepticism, all that stuff. That like is one corner of philosophy. The value theory is what is good, what should be. So kind of like in my
deciding what's good and bad. Yeah, that'd be like different for a lot of people.
What are your morals, kind of?
Yeah.
And then metaphysics is what exists. What does it mean to exist? It's kind of like these are all so deep. And logic is what is sound reasoning, formalism, foundations of mathematics. So these all go into philosophy.
Oh, so basically it's like how you interpret reality.
Yep.
That's what we're getting into today, folks, on the Bro Show.
Philosophy. And then I saw this other infographic that I thought was really interesting. The meaning of life. This is an infographic, but you guys can't see it, unfortunately. The meaning of life. And then it shows a bunch of things, and it just was interesting to me because everyone has a different meaning of life, and it just says the names of the philosophies or theories, and then it says what they mean. So like the meaning of life, be good. That's Aristotelism. So I'm assuming Aristotle made that up.
Aristotle, yeah.
Yeah, Aristotle. Be self-sufficient. That's cynicism. Have pleasure now. That's Hinduism. I'm butchering all these, but
I've heard of that. Like, if you live like a hedonistic lifestyle, like you're only pursuing pleasure and like not caring about anything else.
Oh yeah, so it's kind of just there's like 20 other ones, but obviously everyone has their own meaning. But I just thought it was interesting because all these there's like so many
ways you could live your life.
Yeah, and you get to pick kinda.
Oh my kind God. Of. Kind of, but some of it like you, some might be controlling your sim.
Okay, so first of all, thanks to the Thought Catalog for a lot of these.
I mean, I used to read the Thought Catalog all the time.
For real?
Because they would just write like, I don't know, like things.
Like
the most basic just explanation. They would write like things. Also, I just have to say, like a minute ago, I feel like I laughed like Kendra Wilkinson.
But you did? What was
it? She always laughed in this show. Girls Next Door, Kendra Wilkinson. I was like, ha! Like, I feel like I did one of those.
Oh my God, I didn't even notice.
But maybe I didn't.
That's so cringy.
I know.
But yeah, I want to thank you because that's my resource for this podcast.
Okay. All credit is the Thought Catalog.
Okay, now we're going to get into the theories. Yay! We are. Okay, so basically, if I'm the teacher, it's like, okay, that was just the introduction to philosophy.
Yeah.
Do all you little kids get it?
Kinda.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So first of all, this one, you guys should all know, the law of attraction.
Oh, the trendy one.
This is a philosophy suggesting that positive thoughts bring positive results into a person's life, while negative thoughts bring negative outcomes. So I'm assuming we all have heard of this, but just an example, if for some reason you don't quite understand, it'd be like, if I'm about to work out, I would think, this workout session is going to be so good. I'm going to gain strength. I'm going to power through this hour. If I thought that, it's going to be great. If I went into the workout session like, oh, I suck at working out. I'm a fat piece of shit. It might end really badly. Well, yeah. It would end badly with this philosophy.
And doesn't the law of attraction have more extreme examples where, like, if you think about, like, $1 million, like, or you think, like, I'm getting money effortlessly, like, you'll randomly, they have stories of, like, someone got a check in the mail for $3,000 and no one knows where it came from.
Oh, yeah, that's what I thought is most interesting about the law of attraction, because I probably heard about it, like, I would honestly say, like, not 7 years ago.
Yeah.
When I was, like, young, hearing about it, I thought this month, think good thoughts. But then I learned, like, 2 years ago or a year ago that, like you said, it's, like, way bigger. Like, the believers in it, it's way bigger than like, what I thought. So, like, I think even people even think if you think about bad illnesses, you might get that illness.
Oh, yeah, and they say, like, if you do have an illness, like, you kind of brought it upon yourself accidentally.
Oh, yeah, like, there's a way of undoing the illnesses with this belief. So, thoughts. My thought is, like, I mean, I think this one is the most, it's interesting because a lot of people know about it. It's so popular, I feel like, on the internet, especially.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good idea to, like, have a good mindset, because I feel like if you're going to do something, any sort of task, and you have a negative mindset, like, it'll probably make you just more miserable while doing it, so you won't have a good outcome. But I don't believe the law. I don't believe it to the extent of, like, these extremes. Like, I just think, like, oh, like, if you generally have, like, a good, if you most of the time have a good mindset around something, like, it'll be a more good time and you'll produce better results, you know, rather than if you're being so negative and pessimistic about it. But
yeah,
I don't think that, like, you create your own diseases and all that stuff.
Yeah, I think that can be, like, so triggering and kind of problematic, in my opinion. Like, if someone has a illness, blaming it on the thought process.
Yeah, but if you believe it, you know, go off, to each their own.
Yep. So that one's the first one. The next one is presentism. So these are all, I'm literally reading it word from the thought catalog. These aren't my own words. All to do with the crazy concept of time. Time, as we know it, can be divided into past, present, and future. However, presentism argues that the past and the future is our imagined concepts. Only the present is real. So, and then this is my actual words. So everything I've said previously doesn't exist anymore unless I have captured. So basically when I was researching presentism, the way that I took it was, okay, so if me and Lucas were just talking upstairs, not being filmed, that just is our figment of our imagination. But since this is probably most likely going to end up on the internet, because, like, I'm assuming we're going to upload it, this is actually, if someone watches me talking right now, it's actually real. The way that I took it was, if there's proof of it, then it's real.
But otherwise, if it's not concrete, you might as well just forget about it.
Yeah, so basically, everything in the past or the future is fake.
Also, it's like taking living in the moment to a whole new level.
Yeah, this one's interesting because the first thing I thought about, I don't know if you thought about this, but I was thinking about Bravo, all these reality shows. It made me think, like, I could get how this could be, like, such a good way of living, because it's like, just forgive people. There's no, like, everything else in the grand scheme of things, like, the present is the most important. That's the way that I took it.
Because in reality shows, they forgive each other?
No, because in reality shows, they focus on the same thing over and over.
Like that's sort of how the producers, how they have a storyline.
Yeah, like, I feel like I've talked about this, or we have, but we'd be filming a reality show, and then I'd be looking at your lunch and say, ew, that looks gross. And then, like, for literally 6 months later, you'd be saying, like, yeah, Jacob's an asshole for making fun of my lunch.
Back up the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually kind of like this philosophy, just, like, living in the moment and, like, why worry about the future and the past is gone. Kiss it goodbye.
I know, it's kind of like, I literally 1 second ago beat the shit out of Lucas. That's in the past, though.
It's like, no one videotaped it. <It's> like, someone gets mad at you. It's like, you beat me up. It's like, oh, that didn't happen. I mean, this could be a way to gaslight people.
Oh, yeah.
Say, Where's the evidence?
So that's what I kept thinking when I was writing these down. Like, so like, this is way deeper than all that stuff. The way that I think about it, but it's funny thinking about like using this in bad ways.
Oh yeah.
Because with the law of attraction, you could even use that in a really bad way. Like, this is really like negative, but you could think about someone you hate and think they're gonna get in a car wreck.
That's like witchcraft.
Yeah. So like in that way of law of attraction, it's like super negative.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, presentism is really interesting. I mean, we've all heard live in the present, but it's kind of making it a whole life.
Yeah, it's sort of like all these have like good little nuggets, but if you take it to an extreme, like I could see it being problematic. Like with presentism, it's like, oh yeah, living in the moment, that's obviously a good idea. And even with the law of attraction, it's like, oh, it's a good idea to like try to have a good mindset. But if you take it to the extremes, it kind of becomes like a problem, you know?
Oh yeah, what I was thinking when I was looking at all this, I feel like I thought it was so worth thinking about this about myself, but I feel like I don't fully believe any of these. Like, I'm all down for thinking good thoughts and always living in the present, but there obviously is people that live by these, but I feel like I just like always just like take little things. Like, if I feel like I couldn't be someone that follows it completely.
Oh yeah, for
if I
sure.
was going to. Okay, then the next one is eternalism. It's based around the idea that this is another one about time. It's based around the idea that all time exists simultaneously, but measurement is determined by the observer.
What?
So in a sense, the past and the future, the present and the future all somehow coexist. So this is something that I said, that the way that I took it. So OnlyFans, the subscription service,
yeah,
and Benjamin Franklin all exist together.
Oh, like in one moment?
Yeah, so like, this is in a way kind of against presentism, because it's kind of just like everything that's happened is our one moment.
Oh, what?
But, you know,
I mean, I guess kind of, because like we still talk about him today.
But when I was reading about it, I think it's more deeper. It's like, oh, like it's all happening at the same time. Like time is, it's all happening. 50 years ago, it's now.
That's interesting.
Yeah. This one's kind of going over my head in a way.
It's kind of a mind fuck, you know?
Yeah. I mean, because time is just all in a cube then. It's not linear.
That could be, but like maybe humans just experience it this way.
Oh, yeah. Like what if our brains can't capture actual time?
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever. Now, this one I thought was a joke, but it's an actual thing. Brain in a jar.
Oh, I've heard of this one.
This one suggests that your brain is in a jar somewhere being controlled by aliens or mad scientists. I kind of took this as it's basically the simulation theory.
Yeah.
In another, like,
The Matrix.
Yeah.
Is The Matrix the same thing as simulation theory?
No, I'm pretty sure that's like a big one. I didn't write that one down, but I think that's like a bigger one.
But yeah, it's all a simulation, which that's a funny one because like who knows, you know?
Yeah, I think.
Remember, what were you going to say?
Oh, something that mind effed me. Like, years ago, I remember hearing, what if you switch minds every night, but you just don't know?
Oh, we heard that from Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Was that on the Katy Perry livestream?
Yeah.
That's so weird because, obviously, like, I mumble everything, but, like, I guess it wouldn't affect me because I mumble everything.
Yeah,
because
he was saying how, like,
thinking about it.
You just never know. Like, what if every night you do go to sleep and you're a different person every day? But then Katy Perry was like, what? But I remember my past, like you said. But then he was like, oh, yeah, but if you switched a brain, you'd have their, like, memories.
Yeah, that's so interesting.
Yeah, but who knows? I mean, ones like that, it's like, who knows, doesn't really affect us, you know? But I remember being a kid and playing The Sims and thinking, like, when I was playing The Sims, I remember just, it crossed my mind, like, what if, like, we're in The Sims, you know?
Oh, yeah. Or like when you're watching TV, like how someone's filming them, like what if it like keeps going? Like we're being
broadcast. But the
funny
thing about these theories,
aliens.
It's like, isn't it better just to not even think about it? Because what would you solve by knowing that?
Yeah, with the brain in a jar one, it makes me feel like I have no control and I'm small. So like I feel like that one doesn't sit well with me.
Yeah,
it makes
also feels
me feel like
no,
I don't.
Yeah,
it can't do anything.
You'd rather have a. I'd rather believe in a philosophy where like there is meaning to everything.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, rather than just like, oh yeah, like you're sloshing around in a jar.
Wait, so this one is basically saying you don't have free will.
Oh yeah, but you think you do.
But you don't. in this thing.
I feel like this podcast is going to make someone like spiral.
But I get, like, this is what actually people do for jobs.
That's true.
The reason why this topic originally got created because I was watching this video of this like person that practiced philosophy and like they went to school for it and stuff. They wrote a book and they were talking about it. And they were saying, what did they say that was interesting? I forgot, but it was interesting. So then I was like, I want to learn more about it. So I was like, let's do a podcast about it. That's how it worked. But yeah, the next one. Now this one you might have heard from like a YouTube video or something. It's the multi-universe theory. This one is the theory about parallel worlds. Very similar to ours with either little or large differences. There are multiple of you doing different things. One could be something that I wrote was one could be directing porn and the other could be in your mom's basement.
Oh, that is weird.
No, this one it kind of struck me because you know sometimes like you haven't done something but you aren't that scared of it. And maybe because in the other universe you did it.
I remember hearing about this on the Grace Helbig podcast.
Oh, she talked about it?
She said how, like, she spirals when she thinks about, like, someone told her about this weird theory where, like, there's multiple of you, like, living in different universes.
I know, like, yeah, like, how you said earlier, like, it is, like, I feel like I can't think about these for too long because it would make me think too much about everything.
And that's also just, like, what could you do then? I guess we're in this one, so might as well just enjoy it.
I'd be down to learn more about it because there is sometimes when I do something and it's like, oh, I feel like this isn't scary. I feel like I've done it before. But I have.
Yeah.
So maybe in another universe I did it.
You never know. I mean, if they could time travel, wouldn't that make this theory true? Because, like, there'd be another universe where, like, they're still in the 50s.
Oh, yeah. So someone knows how to time travel that basically proves it.
Or something of that sort.
But then also,
why isn't it focusing on our faces?
It's focusing on your face.
Oh, now it is.
This one kind of has to do with the whole entire Mandela effect, too. I remember people would explain the Mandela effect by saying there's parallel universes.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, like the whole Berenstein Bears, things change over time. And like
Chick-fil-A used to have a K, or it used to not have a K or something.
Does it have a K right now?
I think it does. It does have a K, but people claimed it used to be C-H-I-C. Yeah, people claimed it used to be Chick-fil-A, C-H-I-C.
Without and then it all started because people thought Nelson Mandela died in jail, but he actually didn't.
Oh, yeah, and the whole Berenstein Bear thing.
Oh, yeah. So the original one, where I was actually like, that's weird. Because I remember when I was a kid reading Berenstein Bears, and I remember it being spelled with an E, but not spelled with an A. But, I mean, I get this thing, but then part of me is kind of just like I forget so many things.
Yeah, people's memories are just bad, where, like, if someone told me that something was different, and I would probably just be like, oh, yeah, it was. Because, like, my memory is so, like, fickle around that area. Like, I don't really remember. I don't even know if I've ever even read the Berenstein Bears. Did I?
But I remember, like, me reading or a teacher reading it to me.
Yeah, but, like, it's such, like, a small memory that if someone told me it was something else, I probably would just believe it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, or I'm thinking about watching a YouTube video from yesterday. If someone asked me what happened, I might not know. And then they might show me a clip of it happening, and I could be like, what?
Oh, yeah, something like that.
Okay, the next one is idealism. This one sounds good. Everything exists as an idea in someone's mind. Ideas within ideas. Okay, so everything exists as ideas in someone's mind. Now, to explain it further, someone might say, this is so fake because what happens when I hit the table, I actually hear a sound. So this theory explains that as ideas within ideas. So my idea is I'm putting my hand on the table, but then that idea created a sound.
What?
And then
I'm lost with this one.
Oh, yeah. And then another one would be, what if I jump off a cliff? This is just something that I thought. So jumping off the cliff would be the idea, and then another idea would be me dying. Just an idea. It's silly. Like, I'm probably not explaining it well, but everything is an idea in someone's mind. We get it. So me talking is an idea. I mean, so basically, the only thing that's real is, yeah, I mean, I didn't, you know.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
Yeah, we get the 1 second. We'll just build the 1 sentence explanation.
Oh, yeah, there was another theory that's more easier to understand that was the, like, It said that someone's theory is the only thing that's real is your conscious. I got those two mixed up.
Consciousness, or that you're conscious like right now?
So yeah, so everything else is just imagination. So like even you're an imagination in that theory. Okay, but now the last one is defeatism. It's the acceptance of defeat without struggle, often with negative connotations. It can be linked to pessimism. So basically it's like...
just being negative, kind of?
Yeah, it's kind of just like, yeah, I'm defeated.
Well, just being like, yeah, nothing to do. I'm just pushed. Like when you say that one, I obviously probably don't understand like the full scope of it, but I figure someone like pushed to the ground, like, yeah, I'm not even going to get up. That type of thing.
Oh, you just like kind of just accept. Or you could be in a good way, just accept this struggle.
But also the reason why all these exist is because they probably each one fits a specific person. Like some people, defeatism probably does like sound really, they like love that way of life. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, in a way, like, these could just make people happier. Yeah. But then also, like, one of them, if whatever is real, then one of these is true. If whatever is real.
Oh, yeah.
But that's just being against all the other ones.
I'm sure I'm not yawning from the philosophy.
You just think it's so boring?
No, I actually just yawn because it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I always yawn at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure I remember learning in Drivers that some culture, I don't know which one, they have a nap time between like 2 and 4, and like they just sleep. And the driver instructor actually said like, I guess the most car wrecks happen between that time period.
Oh, because we all need to nap at that time.
Yeah, but because of capitalism, we can't nap.
So sad.
Okay, but basically those are my philosophies, and obviously no, not my philosophy. Those are other people's philosophy that I want to talk about. And
thanks for educating us.
Maybe I'll read a book about one big philosophy. That's just my knowledge of like an hour and a half, 2 at max, probably not, of research.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for educating us. We now know a little bit more. I hope some of you guys spiraled thinking that your brain might just be in a jar. But if that scares you, just realize that's just a theory. Anything. Someone could say, we're all just in a tic-tac box, you know?
No, but all of those theories are proven. I'm joking.
But like I could say, like, what if we're all just in a chicken noodle soup can, you know? It's like, maybe, we don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
and it's like you could say literally any theory.
I'd be excited if we won a chicken noodle soup can, because it reminds me of Andy Warhol, and like I'm down to live in Andy
Warhol. Or like
Warhol,
speaking of aliens, like we live in this thing where like we know everything. We're humans, we're like the top of the food chain on Earth. But like these aliens, like they look at us like they might look at us like as minuscule as like an ant. And be like, okay, like, don't harm it. Like, if you accidentally step on it, like, who really cares? Like, it's just an ant. But, like, they might view us on that level. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Because they're that much more advanced than us.
With these theories, like that theory, in a way, like, I feel like these theories could be beneficial if you're always stressed or have anxiety. Like, even with the brain in a jar one, I feel like if you honestly want to believe that, it, like, will help you so much with anxiety, because then it makes it think, like, okay, why am I stressed to speak in front of my class? Like, yes, I still want to get an A or a B on this project, but there's no point of worrying about it because, like, this could happen. This could be the end. like the end result could be my brain's in a jar.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but, like, you don't have to make it depressing. It could be, like, a way of helping you relieve your anxieties.
Yeah.
Or depression or whatever else.
Yeah, it's just like how those inspirational posters that used to be, like, in dance studios in schools.
What were they?
It said, like... Oh, let me actually pull it up, because I want to read the actual
thing.
Wait,
what are you, like, dance posters? Is that what you said?
No, it was just, like, I remember seeing it at a dance studio, I remember seeing it in a dance studio, and I saw it in a few classrooms growing up. It's just a quote that I don't know who came up with it, but it was around a lot when I was a kid. Here it is. 30 years from now, it won't matter what shoes you wore, how your hair looked, or the jeans you bought. What will matter is what you learned, and how you used it.
This one reminds me, not to take away from this one, but this quote, honestly, if you think about it enough, it can change your life. I mean, I'm going to say that. That's my thought.
Yeah, because it's just my life. It's like, for example, back to your imaginary example of you're speaking in front of a class and you're scared. It's like, in 30 years, even if I did the worst case scenario, if I went up in front of the class, shat myself, pissed, had a breakdown, like in 30 years, like you look back and it won't matter.
Yeah.
Unless, like, you died, then, like, you wouldn't be alive, so.
But this is basically in the same vein, and I'm pretty sure it's like a famous quote, I'm assuming. Same exact ship, different warning. When I first heard it like a few years ago, I was like, whoa, that's so true. Like, I love that quote. It was something about, if someone mentioned this on your deathbed, would you actually care?
Oh, yeah.
So basically, like, if you're, it's same thing. If you're in, like, if you mess up over a ward, or if you trip on your shoelace during PE practice, will you remember that during your deathbed, and / will it matter?
Yeah.
You could view it as that, and then boom. Like, you might feel way less stressed.
Oh, yeah.
That's so interesting.
I actually think that was in the Stoicism book I read.
The deathbed thing?
Yeah, they said, like, that's a good way to, like, live your life to the fullest. Viewing yourself on your deathbed and, like, say you always wanted to try something, but you're scared. And then just to make yourself actually do it, you would think, like, and decide if you actually want to do it. You would think, like, okay, like, if I was on my deathbed, like, would I be sad if I didn't do that, you know?
Oh,
like, if you always
yeah.
wanted to, like, I don't know, try horseback riding and you were so scared to do it and you were like, would I regret that I didn't at least try it?
Oh, yeah, because don't those quotes kind of make you, like, live life to the fullest?
Yeah.
Yeah, even if you want to try a new restaurant but you don't know if it's going to taste like shit. If you think about that, like, oh, when I'm on my deathbed, I'm going to regret it.
Yeah, so
try. You might have to try that Bogo restaurant.
Yeah, that's down the street that just opened.
Yeah. So that's, okay, I also want to say, if you're still listening and you know, like, and you want to, like, say something about what I said about philosophy or something else, you have a great quote or something, put it in the comments or email us.
Oh, yeah, correct all the things we said wrong so we can address them on the next podcast. And, like, say, like, oh, this is what an actual philosophy. No, like, not correct, but if you have something you want us to add in the next podcast.
Oh, yeah, like, my big thing that I want to say is that I don't know the total difference between the big ideas and the theories. Like, I don't know that difference yet.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I don't. But, yeah, but we have a few emails.
Should we get them?
Oh, juicy. Yeah, I'll say when the iPhone that was good.
Oh, okay.
Someone said, Grandpa's nudes. Now, obviously, I had to click and read the whole entire thing.
Yeah.
And ask her for the nudes.
No.
Hey, Lucas and Jacob, I have a confession. Hello, 78. I'm not going to say anything else because what if she doesn't, or he or they, or doesn't want to say her name. I have a confession. One time I was on a road trip with my grandpa and I was playing Temple Run on my phone. I was so young, so I decided to look through his pictures and I saw something and I didn't know what it was. Almost like an elephant trunk, thinking back. I'm pretty sure it was a penis pic. Penis pic?
I've never heard that.
I've never told anyone this, but I wanted to tell you guys.
I've always heard dick pic. I never heard penis pic.
I know, same. So with this grandpa scenario, I'm just gonna think it's a grandpa that's 50. Because whenever I think about grandpa, I think of our own grandpas that, like, they're like old and they're like male. They aren't gonna be taking penis pics.
So she was playing Temple Run on her grandpa's phone and this happens?
And then she looked at his pictures and she saw something. She was so little, so she thought it was like an elephant chunk. But thinking back, she thinks it was his penis. So I just thought it was interesting because I don't think about grandpas taking penis pics.
Yeah. Penis pics. Especially like 10 years ago whenever this happened.
Yeah, I mean.
So maybe it was just an elephant trunk.
Yeah. I honestly think it was just an elephant chunk and, like, you're overthinking it. But at the same time, it could be a penis.
Yeah, you might have accidentally saw a penis pic.
Yeah, I mean, traumatizing if it is.
Yeah, I get that. Somebody else emailed us saying, hey, besties, I know this probably won't get on the podcast. Well, it did. But here's the tea. I'm gender fluid, and I have already chosen my first name to be JoJo. However, I don't have a cool middle name. It doesn't have to be masculine or feminine. I just need a new middle name. Okay, JoJo.
Oh my gosh. We're going to give suggestions and they might be your new middle name.
Yeah, they literally just asked for suggestions. So take these all as suggestions.
So your first name is JoJo.
Yeah, let's see. What would have a good ring to that? JoJo.
Wait, I have a question. When you spell JoJo, in this email you made both J's capital, but are you always going to do that? Because I kind of like that.
I think so.
Okay, that's kind of
cool.
You
could just go for it and do JoJo Siwa.
JoJo Siwa and then your last name.
Yeah. And that just be kind of an inside joke, but I guess that...
It's kind
of
creepy.
It could get old.
Yeah.
JoJo. JoJo.
JoJo Juice?
That's all right, cool. JoJo Bojo.
JoJo Bogo.
Like Bogo sale? Buy one, get one free?
JoJo Bogo. And then your last
JoJo
name.
JoJo Bogo. Like, I That'd be cool.
Like JoJo Pogo.
Yeah. I like Pogo. Like if you want to do the rhyming route.
Yeah.
That's honestly so cool that you're getting to pick like a new middle name and stuff. Like that is so cool.
I know.
Okay, JoJo Raquel. That doesn't work.
Yeah, okay, so like JoJo Bogo, JoJo Pogo. I'm more of like, do you want to be a fictional character-esque?
I kind of like JoJo Dylan. Like for some reason that vibes with me. JoJo Dylan.
JoJo Dylan.
Like it kind of sounds like a rock star. Because Bob Dylan, but like...
Oh, yeah.
JoJo Dylan. I like JoJo Hercules. But why not do something weird, you know?
Oh, yeah. JoJo Epitone.
Oh, Epitome. That should be the middle name. Well, good luck on your journey, JoJo. Maybe you're down with JoJo Bogo, but whatever you pick, you probably have a better idea than us. So...
Yeah, I feel like you should take out that.
Yeah, maybe also, that was what not to be. You have your middle name be.
Yeah, because with like my middle name, I would honestly be excited if it rhymed with my first name.
Yeah, same. Maybe it doesn't fit their vibe though.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
wait, so we might have to talk about this. The person from last episode just emailed us during this podcast. The grandma.
Wait, nuh-uh. They just emailed us right now?
Yeah, like literally right now.
Wait, the person
45 minutes ago.
The person who said they hated their grandma. Should we save this for next week?
Yeah, let's save it for next week. Keep it
oh
juicy.
My god, giving a cliffhanger? Okay, cliffhanger, guys. Their girlfriend last week, like what's going on with their grandma?
It's a long one, dude.
Yeah, tune in next week.
And we kind of hyping it because we said hated her grandma.
Oh yeah.
Kind of making it seem so bad.
Her grandma. All right, bye.
Thanks for listening, watching, and I hope you loved it.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.